This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
A double standard is no standard at all. And everything the media keeps complaining about with Trump is things that they've done far worse, or Democrats have done far worse. I mean, let me give you some examples. So they say that Trump interfered with the election by paying off Stormy Daniels, a porn star, I think, or exotic dancer or whatever, paying her off for sleeping with her years before he ever even ran for president. Not something that happened in the Oval Office like Bill Clinton, but we're talking about years ago. They say, well, this is election interference. What about when CNN gave the questions in advance of the presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? They gave Hillary the questions in advance. How is that not election interference? Shouldn't that be disqualifying right there? What about all the people the Clintons have had killed? The Clinton body count has reached like 80 people dead now who had the goods on the Clintons. I mean, people who were going to testify against the Clinton Foundation, people who had dirt on Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton back in the day, people who had dirt on modern or more recent corruption against Hillary Clinton at the State Department and so on. Isn't it amazing that all these incredibly informed, high-level people who happen to know things about the Clintons all end up dead? Is that not election interference? Of course it is. What about the time Obama bragged about how he had taken foreign donation money to help fund the inauguration, his inauguration celebration in 2009? And the press lauded that and said, that's awesome. Obama's reaching out. He's diverse. He's got a global perspective. He's involving people from other countries. Then today, if Trump took any money from any foreign person for his inauguration, it's like, oh, this is the worst crime ever. This is the most heinous crime in the history of the presidency. So it's insane. Do the Democrats and the left-wing media, do they realize how stupid they sound when they attack Trump and claim he's a felon for doing things that are far less severe than what Obama did or what Hillary did? I mean, the double standard, the hypocrisy is so outrageous at this point that it's almost laughable. It's like you people, i.e. Democrats, you did illegal spying on the Trump campaign. You committed fraud in the FISA warrant application process. Barack Obama laundered tens of billions of dollars and delivered it to Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism. How is that not fraud? How is that not money laundering? How is that not treason? And they want to talk about Trump paid off Stormy Daniels. Who cares? Let's talk about Obama funding foreign enemies of America that destabilized the Middle East with nuclear weapons development. That's what Obama did. My God, take a look at what's really happening. Robert Mueller helped cover up the Uranium One scandal, where Hillary Clinton rubber stamped the ability of uranium resources to be sold essentially to Russia through Canada. Up to 20% of America's uranium supply has been handed over to Russia-linked companies because of Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and many others who were involved in all that. I mean, the cover-ups, the collusion and corruption among Democrats, it's no comparison. They installed spies in the Trump campaign. They tried to frame Trump for things during his 2016 campaign and even after the election. Obama went to great lengths to have intelligence and dirt on Trump spread around all the agencies so there could be leaks that would discredit and destroy Trump. I mean, the interference with our elections is happening every day at a deep level by Democrats. They are liars. They're dishonest. They commit fraud and corruption every day. Illegal leaks. I mean, the whole Robert Mueller's special counsel situation was created by an illegal leak from James Comey. It was an illegal leak. And then they relied on the Trump dossier, which was a fake document paid for in part by the Clinton Foundation, to claim that Trump needed to be investigated. Everything's fabricated by the left. Everything they do is election interference. All they know how to do is commit fraud. They can't win any election with honesty, because if they told people what they really want to do, nobody would vote for them. Oh, we want to raise your taxes, take away all your gun rights, enslave you in a government authoritarian tyranny system. We want to flood your country with violent illegal aliens. And let's see, we'll use taxpayer money to pay for welfare benefits for all the illegals who never paid a dime in tax money. Vote for me, I'm a Democrat. They can't do that because nobody would vote for them. So they lie and they commit fraud and they deceive, and everything they do is deception. Democrats are synonymous with deception. And then they claim, oh, Trump, he interfered with the election. He paid off Stormy Daniels. I mean, who cares? Give me a break. I mean, Trump is trying to protect America. Democrats deliberately tried to destroy it. Democrats hate America. Democrats want to see the country overrun. They want to see our president executed or impeached. They don't want voters to have any real power anymore, which is why, of course, Democrats are engaged in ballot harvesting in order to outweigh real voters with ballot fraud. This is what Democrats do. And the real criminals in America today are the Democrats. Hundreds, if not thousands of them, should be behind bars, from Hillary Clinton herself to Barack Obama, James Comey, Peter Strzok, John Brennan, Lisa Page. It just goes on, You know, former IRS commissioner, Lois Lerner, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch. I mean, where do you stop? There's hundreds of them that have been engaged in criminality and treason in some cases. It's incredible. So the only hope here, by the way, is that Trump will declassify a massive collection of documents and just put it out there, even if it damages trust in the FBI. Guess what? Nobody trusts the FBI anyway, Mr. Trump. You think you can save America's government reputation? No, nobody trusts the government anymore because of what they did to you, Mr. President. You need to release everything. Release everything and let the cards fall where they may. The American people need to know the truth about how their democracy has been stolen and corrupted. And if it's the last act you do as president, do it anyway. Release all the documents and then just resign if you want, but at least release the documents. Let America know the truth about the deep state corruption, the criminality, the secrets of the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton. The Clinton cartel has got to go down. It is a criminal crime family that has dominated America's politics for almost three decades, and it has got to end. Like, it reminds me of Imelda Marcos in the Philippines back in the 1980s. The fall of her empire kind of reminds me of what's going to happen to Hillary Clinton, I believe. When the Clintons fall, there are going to be so many people talking and coming out and saying, telling the stories about what happened and how many people were executed and all the bribery and corruption and money, pay for play, favors, and all this stuff. It's all going to come out. Just a matter of time. And history needs to know the truth about the deep corruption, the incredible criminality and treason carried out by Obama and Hillary Clinton and all those deep state traitors who worked for them. It is a criminal cabal, and it needs to be exposed. And if Trump, no matter what else Trump does, if he exposes that criminal cartel, that will be the greatest single act of love for America that has ever been carried out by any president in the history of the country. Well, perhaps except George Washington himself. So you can read more about this. Keep reading Trump.news and also check out my website, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.